More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This week, levels at Lucky Peak began to lower in preparation of a new project that will help to restore the Turner Gulch boat ramp, which means if you're looking to get out on the lake, you may want to do so sooner rather than later. Joining us now to talk more about this project is Christopher Siebernagel, Operating Project Manager of Lucky Peak. So can you start off by telling us a bit more about this project and why it's necessary?
So this project, this boat ramp, is our longest boat ramp in our Lucky Peak Reservoir. The main purpose is largely due to access for our flood control structures. It's very important that we have continued safe access in the event of low water and high water for that matter. So this is part of a Bill Infrastructure Act. We did get funding for it. Along with that, just working with our partners, with the Bureau of Reclamation, and then the powerhouse, Lucky Peak Power, just working together, as well as Idaho Parks and Rec, to successfully draw down this lake, make the repairs for long-term use in the future.
And how old is the ramp?
This ramp is 70 years old.
Oh my goodness. When was the last time work was done on it?
The last time they attempted to work on it about 10 years ago. With that, they were trying to form concrete slabs and push them in, but it was so undercut that they actually nixed the project because of safety reasons.
Okay, so talk to us about what work will be going on the ramp this summer.
So this summer, we'll start with our drawdown. With that, the first week, we're going to draw down about 1.5 to 2 feet per day. Within about 6 weeks, that will get us to the 2930 mark. And at that point, most ramps are going to be unusable except for the Turner ramp. But the reason for that is to gain access to some of those longer stretches of the concrete so we can take the concrete out, place fill, and then set the concrete again. And that's all in correlation with meeting our irrigation demands as well as the flood risk safety mm-hmm. part of it. Because one thing that's going to happen is once we draw down, Arrow Rock will be holding water. And Arrow Rock only has so much capacity, so they'll be holding at a certain level. And then once this project takes, it's going to take about 2 months, three months. Mm-hmm. It'll start September 1st. We're targeting a November completion. But during that time, the reason that's critical is Arrow Rock's holding the water the entire time of that duration of the construction. So once we're finished, Arrow Rock can release that water back into Lucky Peak, just at a minimum pool, and then we're prepared for any flood risk for next spring.
So, Christopher, when then will be the last weekend people are able to use this particular ramp for boating?
So the Turner ramp will be unavailable on September 1st, likely probably a week prior to that. So last week of August mm-hmm. would be the last week that we can use it. And that's just because construction will start on September 1st.
So is this cutting boating season short for folks, or is it just maybe kind of changing the dynamic of it?
I think it's safe to say that we're changing the dynamic of it by a lot of the access. After September 1st, you're not going to have any access to the lake. But up to that point, recreation can continue until just that week prior to September 1st.
Okay, so basically almost all the way up until Labor Day weekend. So with that said, why did you decide to begin the project Labor Day weekend when, you know, folks boat that weekend and sometimes a little bit farther into September?
Right. So largely this was due to just the multi-purposes of Lucky Peak. So Lucky Peak has a few authorized purposes, and that's flood risk management, the water supply for all the irrigation, and then recreation also fits in there. By balancing all those needs as well as any releases and being prepared for next spring, it was important to find those key dates that work not only for the construction window to safely execute the construction within, you know, a feasible cost, because this is all taxpayer dollars, very cognizant of that. You know, we want to make sure that we're getting the best bang for our buck. Along with that, we also got to make sure that we're not increasing any flood risk for next spring. It's really not, I know there's been a lot of comments about well, concrete could be poured in the winter. It's not really about the freezing temperatures. It's more so mm-hmm. because Arrow Rock will be holding water while we draw down for this construction. And we got to have a place to displace that water once the construction's finished. So then that area of the ramp will actually be flooded. So we need to attack that bottom portion of the ramp immediately to allow us to mitigate any risk. And so Arrow Rock can, when they're ready to release some of their water back down to Lucky Peak in that late October, November timeframe, they can. So a lot of it is just balancing all the multiple requirements we have. I think we would all agree that we would love to keep Lucky Peak full through, you know, until September, like, or as normal. But it's just this window is what worked out just to make sure we're not taking any unnecessary risk when it comes to flood, any flood storage for next spring. So it comes down. And then also, you know, we have obligations of making sure the water is used as it's allocated with the irrigation.
You know, my understanding is that falling lake elevations can actually present more hazard for folks who are recreating. So what should people be watching out for who are going to be recreating on Lucky Peak when all of this is going on?
Absolutely. As the lake drops, you know, you're going to have more obstacles, more rocks in certain areas. What I would recommend is we did post physical signs at all the ramps with estimated times of when this ramp, each of those particular sites, will be unusable. Also, I do encourage the public, they can feel free to call our office here at Lucky Peak. We can fill them in and keep them up to date. We're also going to be sending out social media updates to watch, you know, a Facebook page and stuff like that. Highly recommend just keep an eye on it. We definitely don't want anybody to get hurt. We don't want anybody to get stranded out there with their boat. So just plan ahead.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.